We're doing the Rambam Igeret Teiman. We're up to page Kuf Yud Zayin in the Mosad Hav Kook edition. And the Rambam had said that the nations apply two tactics to try and destroy our religion. One is the use of force, and the other one is the use of all kinds of claims, all kinds of be it philosophical claims or claims that we change things, as we will see. They're looking to make claims against the Torah. And the Rambam says, we're up to the fifth line of the second paragraph, "V'ha'emet yehatel b'em v'yishak," and the truth mocks them and laughs at them. Klomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu HaEmet, meaning God, He is truth. Yoshevu me'atel v'sochek b'em. He looks at them, He mocks them, He laughs at them. Al shehem mitkavnim b'chalishut zichlam, kavana she'en la'tachlit. That in their foolishness, they're aiming for a goal, an essence that has no essence. V'al zeh ha'inyan amar David. And about this, King David said, Alav ha'shalom, b'ruach ha'kodesh b'yotok kavanatam nistor dat ha'emet. When he saw that the nations are trying so hard to contradict the true religion, King David said, "Uvirotosh haKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev umsachek b'hem." King David saw that God laughs at them. King David said, "Ninatekat moserotem umnashicha mimenu avoteimu." They say, "Let us remove the straps that hold the Jewish people onto the yoke of the Torah." And yoshev b'shamayim mischak. King David said in the second chapter of Psalms of Tehillim, "He who sits in heaven laughs. Hashem yilag lamo, Hashem mocks them. V'adayin anu v'chunim umnusim m'shtei kitot ha'ilu miyom malchuteinu k'tzat imei galuteinu." The Rambam says, even though Hashem laughs at them, because Hashem says they're never going to succeed. The Jewish people are eternal. The Jewish religion is eternal. They'll never succeed in wiping off the Jewish religion off the face of the planet. And nonetheless, says the Rambam, it's been a millennium. It's been two millennia, and we are still facing the challenges of these two types of attacks, those that attack us by sword and those that attack us with their mouths. And after we've had generations of attacks, from those who tried by force and those who tried verbally to attack us, then there came a new approach to the world, an approach that is worse than its predecessors. This group is worse than those who fought us with violence. It's worse than those who fought us with claims. They came up with a new plan, how they're going to try to annihilate us. And their plan was, the way they do it, is they say, we're coming in the name of prophecy. We're coming in the name of religion to come, God sent me. And that's worse than the predecessors. And the leaders of these movements announced publicly, they come and they say, yeah, the Torah is true, but there's a New Testament. God sent me with a new message to the world. And their true intent was to cause us to doubt, to cause us to be bewildered. And really, they're introducing a Torah that's the contradiction of the original Torah. But they claim the same God sent me with this second Torah. And that was a new way, a new angle to attack us. In truth, they were just looking for a new way to come and contradict our Torah. And this is really a phenomenal plot that someone very wicked could do. Because sometimes you have someone that says, I want to kill you. And then you have someone who says, well, if I can't kill you, we're both going to die. And that's the approach of that. That's this third approach. The third approach says, even if I have to live a lie, I'm just going to try to get you to be convinced of that lie. And this is the Rambam, you know, he's saying in a few sentences, he's saying very powerful points. I was sitting on a plane once, and there was a missionary sitting next to me. And there was a guy who was learning about Judaism. He didn't know too much. A Jewish fellow. The guy decided, the missionary decided that he's going to try and do a job on it. So everyone's putting on tefillin. And the missionary turns to this guy and says to him, "What funny people. Where in the Bible does it say to do that?" So I usually mind my own business. But this poor fellow didn't know. So I turned to the missionary and I said, "I'm sorry. You want to see four places in the Old Testament that says that?" So he says, "Yeah." So I pulled out a Bible and I showed him. I said, "Okay, now I showed you. Now you tell me, why don't you put them on? You claim the New Testament doesn't contradict the Old Testament. You claim that you didn't come to dissuade this guy from being religious, right? That's how you began your conversation. And you claim that you also believe in the Old Testament. So now you tell me, you questioned why I do it." He had turned mockingly, pointed to me and said to the guy, why does he do such weird things? Doesn't say it anywhere in the Old Testament. So I said, "Okay, now I showed you it does say it. Now what do you say?" What? Right. It says in Shema, it says in Ba'yam Shema, it says in Ba'yam Kivyacha, it says in Kaddish Liko B'chor, right? Four places in the Torah it says it. So?
Was this a flight to Israel?
Yeah, a flight either to Israel or from Israel. I don't remember which direction it was.
I think we should report all missionaries to try to get them, not entering the country, not serving.
So the Rambam says, here they come and they say, "We're just adding to the Torah. We're not changing the Torah." But that's not true. They're contradicting the Torah.
Even adding is forbidden.
For sure. But the Rambam's saying it's not even that. The truth is that they're contradicting. They're not living up to the 613 at all. And so the Rambam's saying this is really a plot when the first two approaches didn't work, so they invented a third approach. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up here where the Rambam actually goes into specifics. The Rambam says, "Utchilat mi shematzah zo adat haya Yeshua Notzri." The first one to invent this was Yeshu. And he was one of ours. And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time.